Monthly News Wrap covering 4th to 2015. My name is Ruth Mukanzi, and first, the headlines. Ugandan LGBTI rights activist named Grandma Show at the 2015 New York Pride March. Kenyan author angered by Prime Minister's anti-gay remarks. And Ugandan doctor wins European Union Human Rights Award. And now the news in detail. LGBTI rights activist to be a Grand Marshal at the 2015 New York Pride March. The organizers of the New York Pride earlier this week announced Ugandan LGBTI rights activist Kasha Jacqueline Nawagesera as one of the Grand Marshals for the annual Pride March. Kasha is one of the founders of the Ugandan Pride Parade that is in its fourth year running and has fought selflessly for the rights of sexual minorities. Sir Derek Jacobi and Sir Ian McLean, both openly gay English actors, and J. Christopher Neal, a New York-based artist, will join Kasha in championing this year's march. Our marshals demonstrate advocacy on a drastically different stage, but all with this in mind. No matter where they work, their words, they give the voice to the ongoing narrative of civil rights battle. Pride is a global movement, and these individuals remind us that even with great progress made, much remains before we complete the dream. March director David Sandinski said while announcing the four Grand Marshals. The New York Pride 2015 celebration of the Supreme Court's decision on marriage equality expected to be announced in June, and will also recognize not only local but also worldwide community achievements and the need to continue the struggle under the theme Complete the Dream. Author Binyavanga angered by Prime Minister Ruto's anti-gay remarks. Kenyan author Binyavanga Wainaina has lashed out at the Vice President William Ruto over his recent comments against homosexuality. Ruto stressed that there was no room for homosexuality in Kenya while speaking to a congregation at a church in the country's capital. The Republic of Kenya is a republic that worships God. We have no room for gays and those others, Ruto told a Nairobi church congregation. In a series of tweets and Facebook posts, this defender and author, Wainaina shared his sentiment on the matter as he strongly disagreed with the vice president. Ruto has joined an important tradition by Africans in power to spread hate in church on a Sunday. African churches, all 500,000 of you, show us how all your local issues are dominated by that one homosexual in our village who Wainaina wrote. The author was not the only one angered by the comments, and several other activists have expressed their distaste for Ruto's sentiments that were viewed as calls for Al-Shabaab to finish the gay community in Kenya. Foundation for Human Rights Initiatives Dr. Livingstone Sewanyana wins European Union Award. The founder of the Foundations for Human Rights Initiative, Dr. Livingstone Sewanyana, has been given this year's Human Rights Defenders Award by the European Union. He was recognized for his promotion and protection of democratic rights, good governance, civil and political rights, women's rights, access to justice, and the rule of law. Foundation for Human Rights Initiative has also been very outspoken on the issue of sexual minorities and prisoners' rights and is currently engaged in a campaign for free and fair elections in Uganda come 2016. The respective provisions in the NGO Amendments Bill will need to be revisited in view of three models of legislation, including state regulation, hybrid model, and self-regulation, Dr. Sewanyana said in his acceptance speech. Sewanyana beat 49 other nominees to take home this prestigious award. And as we wind up, we would like to remind you to refer to our archives for any stories that have been previously published on the site. The articles are saved by their months of publication and are updated on a regular basis. We thank you for listening and wish you a blessed week.